Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hello, America. It's Friday, November 11th, 2022. And it is Veterans Day. To all of you who served in the armed forces, a big, big thank you. We can't thank you enough for your service. There are 20 million American veterans who have served this great country. We honor all of you on this very special holiday. We say thank you, to your families, to all who served alongside of you. You have made this country free and kept it free. You have bestowed honor with your bloodshed on the battlefield, with your service, with the sacrifices you made being away from family. And on this extraordinary day, we want to say thank you to you. And we have a very great lineup, a special group, Amanda and I interviewed four extraordinary people in the veterans community. General Mike Flynn, former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. He'll be our lead guest today. We've got Peter O'Rourke, former VA secretary. He has been on the front lines fighting for veterans and all of the issues that are out there today, including homelessness and cancer and suicide, all the big, plus bureaucracy and red tape inside the VA itself. He's going to bring us up to speed on what's been right and wrong and what's going on, what are the trend lines, what we should be watching, what we can help with as fellow Americans to our great veterans. And then Frank Siller from the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, one of my great friends, inspires me every time. He created this foundation to honor his brother, a New York firefighter who died in 9/11 in the Twin Towers. His brother had been off duty, drove to the scene off duty. He didn't have to, but he did. Lugged his gear through a tunnel and up multiple stairs of the Twin Towers to try to fight that fire. And he died when those buildings collapsed. He is an American hero of extraordinary proportions. And Frank set out to make sure that his brother Stephen's sacrifice would never be forgotten. He started a foundation. Today, it has sprawling reach. It deals with veterans who have homelessness. It buys homes for families who lose their loved ones on the line of duty for police or in the line of duty of the military. It has so many different ways. I'm an $11 a month donor. You should be too. Go to T2T.org to sign up for that. But Frank's going to bring us up to speed on all Tunnel to Towers is doing this year. Some exciting stuff on Veterans Day. Next year's Memorial Day got a big deal. And then we're going to wrap up the show with a great conversation Amanda had and I had with Doug Collins, former congressman, still a member of the Air Force Reserves. He's still serving his country today. He's from the great state of Georgia, has so much to say. We got all four of them back to back today. Now, we have a special sponsor. We are so lucky to have amazing strategic partners all throughout our incredible team here at Just the News. John Solomon reports, Just the News, no noise. But today's special is brought to you by Man Crates, one of my favorite new partners because they have cool things for men. And it's that time of year. And you know what? I want you to thank a veteran in your life for their service by buying a gift from mancrates.com. Mancrates, mancrates.com. They have hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com, like the premium jerky ammo can that comes with assorted jerky, such as red crushed pepper, beef jerky, grass-fed beef jerky, sweet chipotle, and of course, habanero meat stick. Plus, it comes in an airtight, water-resistant, totally rad ammunition can with such unique packaging. Watch the man in your life open up his gift in an unforgettable experience. I'm buying one for my dad. He's a vet. I want to say thank you to him. I'm going to be giving him something from Man Crates today. You should too. And here's the great thing about it. Personalization of the package and the gift is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. He'll think it's awesome, or Man Crates will make it right. Now, plus, right now through this Sunday night, so only for the next few days, you're going to be able to save 25% on holiday favorites at mancrates.com. That's mancrates.com. So do what I did. My dad was a veteran during the Vietnam War. I love my dad. He's one of my most inspired figures in my life. He always has me look in the mirror and say, what can I do better each day? How can I be honest? This year, for his great service as a veteran, I went to mancrates.com and got him a special gift. You should do that too. Find the veteran in your life and say thank you with a gift right now from mancrates.com. All you got to do, mancrates.com, you're going to save 25%. That's a really great deal. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, retired general, three-star general Mike Flynn joining us to talk about his reflections on this very important Veterans Day. We'll be right back. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down. And my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guaranteed. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition and, of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS for 15% off. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JUSTNEWS15. That's the promo code JUSTNEWS15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Happy Veterans Day. This is a special edition of a Veterans Day coverage. I'm your host, John Solomon, joined here with my great co-host, Amanda Head, for the last day before she packs up and heads back west to California. Tonight, we have an all-star lineup of current and former service members who haven't just sacrificed their time in life to serve our nation, but they're also distinguished guests who have served in President Trump's administration or walk the halls of Congress. Amanda, I'm eternally grateful for these guests and all those who have served, 19 million veterans who have honorably served this country to keep you and I free so we can do what we do.
That's right. We are so blessed by these men and women. And without a doubt, I echo all of your sentiments. Today, I think of all of those that I have come into contact with, those who I know personally, those who I didn't get a chance to know that perhaps someone else did. It's so easy for all of us to take everything we have for granted because we haven't walked the rough terrain overseas or even walked a single step in the military boots of those who have sacrificed their life to give us so much. This is also a time that I think we can all take a moment, whether now or in the coming commercial break, to remember the 13 military lives lost in the botched exit from Afghanistan, as well as other similar crises that took place. And I'm excited for our show tonight, as our all-star lineup you mentioned consists of big names like General Michael Flynn, who is joining us momentarily, Secretary Peter O'Rourke of the VA, and Frank Siller of Tunnel to Towers, and also one of our favorites, former Congressman Doug Collins from the great state of Georgia.
Although we couldn't talk all night, although we couldn't talk all night about this, I don't want to delay our special coverage, especially as we've seen just now, we've been connected with our first guest. And that said, joining us right now, retired Army General and President Trump's former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn. General, good to see you, sir.
It's great to see you, John and Amanda. Thank you guys for having me on. What an opportunity and an honor to be part of a remembrance, really, is what we're, when we talk about our veterans, it's remembering sacrifice and remembering everything that this country is all about.
Yeah, and that includes you. You gave so much of your life to this great country. I look and I talk to so many people in uniform or who have recently left uniform, and they say they've never seen the morale of the military lower. They've never seen the readiness state lower. They're very worried about equipment supplies. Have we let our veterans and our current armed services members down with the way we positioned our military the last few years?
Yeah, I mean, I think here's where we are with our current state of readiness for our military. But I absolutely agree that there is a sentiment at the leadership level that tends to want to adhere to these woke policies that that this administration is sort of pushing down the throat of our military. And I always want to try to remind people that our military is really, it has one purpose, and that's to fight and win our nation's wars. I would tell you that the men and women who serve in the armed forces at sort of the line level, these are some of the best people we have in our country. I do feel, and I know because I speak to many of them, and I see their parents. I see a lot of parents over my travels around the country, and they're very, very concerned about really the state of the leadership that we are dealing with, some of the policies that our men and women in uniform are dealing with. They are overly and very, I mean, and should be rightly concerned about the international situation, particularly in Eastern Europe with Russia, and what's happening with China. This talk about nuclear war, which is just crazy. I mean, it's crazy talk. It really is. And it has no place with what we're facing over in Europe. So the men and women serving in the military are, like I say, the line, the sergeants, the corporals, the corpsmen, the privates, that's the bread and butter of America. And my counsel to our leadership in uniform is to really take hold of what they know to be true, which is the values that we really have in our military and what has gotten us to this point with the relationship between our military and the American people. One of the things, John, that we cannot allow to happen is a breakdown in that relationship, because it is the moms and dads, the parents of our country, that give us their sons and daughters to serve. And what we don't want to do is we don't want to have any loss of confidence in the mothers and fathers of our nation. To be able to give us their children, frankly, to be able to continue to serve in our country, to serve in our military. Our recruiting numbers, I know that our recruiting has been at risk, particularly this past year, and I think we're going to see another tough year. I know that the mandates, the so-called mandates for the vaccines, for a very, very healthy workforce, which is what our military is, really, those mandates have injured our military quite a bit. not only injured them physically, but also injured them emotionally, because there's a stress on the force to be able to make decisions and, you know, for various exemptions. And there's almost like a forced sentiment coming across all of our armed services by the leadership, again, to do this sort of forced vaccination. And that's another part of the confidence breakdown by the moms and dads of America for those their children who we need to be able to serve in our armed forces. So on this Veterans Day, we not only recognize those who serve in our armed forces, because one day they will be veterans, but we also want to recognize the many men and women who did serve our country. And, and one of the things that I pay very close attention to is the homeless situation with our veterans. I think the last number that I saw was around 55,000 of about, you know, the numbers range between 18 and 20 million veterans that we have out there. But 55,000 veterans who are homeless, you know, we should be ashamed of that when we allow, 5 million illegals to come into our country, and we're giving them hotel rooms and we're putting them on military bases and we're taking care of, they're giving them credit cards and all that sort of, you know, nonsense. So I want our country to not only ensure that we have a military that is trained, ready, and all set and equipped to be able to fight and win our nation's wars. And the key word there is win. I also want our nation to take care of those veterans, those men and women who have served our military. And frankly, we have been at war for the last 20 years. I mean, if you just start back at 9/11, you know, we spent 20 years in either Iraq or Afghanistan. And as you guys mentioned at the top, as Amanda, I think, said, you know, we had the debacle coming out of Afghanistan, where we tragically lost 13 lives, that were killed in action. Now, but many that were wounded in action on that tragic day, where essentially that was sort of the mark of surrender to an enemy that we have, you know, we should have beaten handily. And we end up surrendering and retreating, you know, and it's. And that's an ugly day, a dark day for our military, for our country. And so I want to lift up the men and women who have served. I want to lift up the men and women who do serve. And I want to make sure that as people go forward in their daily lives, that they remember that our military serves as a volunteer. It's an all-volunteer force. And when they sign on that dotted line, they're not signing up to be a mechanic or a truck driver or a tank driver or an intel analyst or a pilot. They're signing up to give their very life for our country. And at the age of, you know, the ripe old age of 17 or 18 years old, and they're down there at that recruiter and they're signing that on that dotted line to join our Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marine Corps, they're signing up, and they don't necessarily understand it, but trust me, they realize that once they get into the service that they have willingly signed up to give their very life for our country. And there's no better measure of a person than that, to sacrifice one's life for the good of their fellow soldiers, but also for the good of our country. And I think that's one of the things that I want people to reflect on and remember on this Veterans Day.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I wanted to ask you, especially as we're talking about parents who, you know, so often military service runs in the family. So for parents out there who are veterans and they see their kids serving in this current military, whatever branch it is, they see this progressive ideology seeping into the military. Right. And I know that's got to be one of their biggest concerns. My hope earlier in the week on the night of midterms was that there would be resounding messages sent throughout the country regarding woke ideology, such that it would reflect within the military and a lot of this woke stuff would be rolled back. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that there's going to be a reversal of some of this stuff soon?
Well, so here's, you know, we're coming off of a historic midterm election, probably one of the most crucial elections in our nation's history, honestly. And I actually think by what we are seeing, what we are going to see, is I do believe that we really did, you know, they can describe it as red wave or whatever you want to describe it as. I actually am very optimistic. I'm very upbeat about the wins that I have seen to date. And I know that we're still probably going to be slugging it out here even in the next couple of days, over the next couple of days. But I do believe that we have, in our country, I think that we will see a sort of a pushback on this wokeness, a pushback on the type of things that we are hearing happening in our military. Our military will not be at a state of high readiness, which it must always remain at. It won't be there if we are worried about social, you know, justice or critical race theory or ensuring of some of these nonsensical things. So I think that we've had some great victories. I think that we definitely, the House of Representatives. So anyways, I'm optimistic. I remain optimistic about our military because I know what's in the DNA of those men and women who join our military.
Sir, we want to thank you for your service to all you've been through. You have honored this country with great service. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. First, thank you for joining us on this very important Man Crate special, a special honoring all of our 20 million amazing veterans, the men and women of our armed services. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And one way you can thank a veteran is by going to mancrates.com. Go get a unique gift for the men in your life, for a veteran in your life, and say thank you. They come in incredible, unique packaging. It's not just the gift, it's the packaging too. You can personalize it. There's an ammunition can with all sorts of jerky in it. That's a great deal, especially this time of year. People like to eat jerky when it starts getting cold outside. But there are hundreds of gifts just like that. And if you go to mancrates.com to say thank you for sponsoring this veteran special, you can go get a gift for the veteran in your life and save 25% on your holiday favorites at Mancrates through this Sunday night. Take advantage. It's only through Sunday night. So mancrates.com. Go check it out. Right now, they are our official sponsor for this incredible veteran special. We'll be right back after these messages with former VA Secretary Peter O'Rourke. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD and find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. All right, folks, welcome back to our Man Crates Veterans Day special. We've got Peter O'Rourke, the former Veterans Administration Secretary, up right now. Take a listen.
under this presidential administration, veteran care wait times have skyrocketed. Homelessness and veteran suicides are on the rise, and their small businesses are closing if they're not closed already. Well, our next guest was the acting secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs under President Trump's administration, and always tried to find small government solutions for such a big government agency. Peter O'Rourke, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Amanda. It's great to be back with you.
Mr. Secretary, I know that I always ask you this as far as the health of VA. You know, veterans are always experiencing issues, and it was so much better under President Trump. But like I said, I mean, those wait times have skyrocketed. Veterans are not getting the care that they need. But I wanted to just get a temperature check and see what your what you feel like the health of that department is right now.
Well, it's still challenged, Amanda, and John, also great to be with you. It's always going to be challenged. It's really the approach that the organization takes to addressing those challenges and overcoming them. Right now, you've seen, you know, very recently that we're going to push cancer patients to the front of the line for the PACT Act, and I commend the secretary for that decision. Although I'm cautioned that that's going to create its own problems as well. So I'm hoping that folks on the ground at the hospitals, management there, and the healthcare staff do this in a way that doesn't, you know, push others back in line and not address their issues, but also takes care of these very important ones that they've got there. Now that they're covered, that they're there. And I also hope that the Veterans Health Administration and the Veterans Benefits Administration gets together, because now that we have these new benefits, they need to make sure that they're coordinating and that we don't have benefits getting dropped off on one side, being met on the other, and causing a lot of confusion for veterans.
Yeah, we got to get that right. Mr. Secretary, you were a disruptor. You came in, you found solutions all the time. Things were getting better. We look at the homeless numbers now. They seem to be rising very tragically. We got Frank Siller coming up in the next segment. He started an initiative, but there is a lot of homelessness that's just still going unaddressed. What needs to be done? What does the VA need to do to kickstart this and get a real solution in place?
We need to be honest with ourselves. This week, these past couple of weeks, the VA has announced that there's 11% decline in homelessness. I don't know where they got the number. I'm not going to dissuade that number that may be accurate from the way that they count. But just like we saw with the suicide numbers that we shared last time,
right,
we're severely undercounting suicides. I believe we're probably severely undercounting not just homelessness, but the factors, the things that push our veterans into homelessness as well, to try to prevent them from ever having that issue in the first place. Same concept with suicide. Instead of just being focused on stopping the act, we need to be focused on stopping those contributing factors that lead a veteran to that ultimate decision, whether that's moving into their car or, you know, trying to find a shelter for them or their family or both. Finding out how we can engage them early on and make sure that that there's other options for them to take. And there's plenty of those opportunities. I was very encouraged when I went out to Dallas a few weeks ago for their inaugural veterans gathering that they had of both law enforcement, first responders, getting together with veteran organizations to talk about the different ways that they're approaching these issues, solutions that they've come up with in both of those two communities, and then starting to merge those together, because we realize those are the same challenges for both those two groups, and they're getting together now, and that's very positive to solve them.
Yeah, not one more immigrant until all of our veterans are off the streets. I'm pretty much an absolutist about that. But I wanted to ask you, Mr. Secretary, another topic that a lot of us don't want to discuss within the military: suicide. Last month, the DOD released their numbers from 2021. 519 service members died by suicide. The highest risk category is young enlisted males. This is absolutely heartbreaking. What are you seeing as far as that trend? What can we do as private citizens?
Well, it is a trend that you hate to see. I mean, we know the veteran suicide issue and folks coming back from war, leaving the service, leaving their tribe, and getting lost. Whether that's economic issues that are forcing them into that, or if it's family issues, or if it's just PTSD, TBI, neurological effects. Seeing that happen on the active duty side, which we knew that's been a problem, because we've seen it both in our young people that are not in the military. So we know those are challenges. the fact that we're not addressing those in units and the leadership there at the Pentagon is very sad. Now, what they're going to have to do to reverse this is going to be very challenging for them, because we see this not just on the effects or the suicide rates. We see this on the recruiting side as well. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to really take a top to bottom look, probably with new leadership at the Pentagon, to really figure out how to solve these issues. The same probably needs to be done at the VA as well when it comes to the programs within the VA that address suicide, or at least the distribution of funds into programs that address this issue. There's just a lot of work that needs to be done there. The only encouraging thing I can say is that from the, you know, I don't like to think that there's full solutions at large government entities, even at the state level, but especially at the federal level. And so what's been encouraging is to see local communities just say, look, we're not waiting for anybody anymore. We're gonna solve this problem ourselves. These folks are in our community. They're our sons, daughters, brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers. We're going to do something about it. And so I'm starting to get really encouraged about what's happening at the local level. I'll be out this weekend at the Challenge 22 walk in Winter Garden, Florida, sure, with both the Legion and some local folks there that are going to get together, walk for 2.2 miles, and really look at how they can solve this problem, not depending on the state, not depending on the federal government, but just looking within their community of how they can address this issue, how they can support each other and support their veterans and service members that they have in their community. That's the solution.
Yeah, yeah. Carpe diem, taking it into their own hands and getting it done. Sir, you'd had a lot of innovations under President Trump, trying to get people around the bureaucracy, get the help they need. Choice was one of those, opening up competition in choice. Can you tell us what's happened since Joe Biden has come into office about the choice programs that so many veterans really enjoyed?
Yeah, we've seen a few troubling things. One, the Mission Act website that was that by statute supposed to be up and running for veterans to go get information from and data on how the VA is doing has been taken down. Lots of excuses, things like that, but it's disappointing. We can't get straight answers, whether they're in congressional hearings or in the media, to, you know, what's going on with access standards, what's going on with wait times and backlogs of those kind of nature. So it's not a great report. Now, a little bit of encouragement is the fact that we have some great incumbent veterans that will be coming back to Congress next year, mm-hmm, and some new veterans, Keith Self, Morgan Luttrell from Texas. We've got Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin. They're coming in. These guys really understand, because they've lived these issues for a while. Some of those are freshmen. Some of those are incumbents. But I think they're going to bind together and ask the hard questions and do the tough follow-up with the VA to at least give us a clear indication of what's going on and what the plans are. There's a lot more that's involved in that to actually make changes, but I think this is a good start. And having folks with relevant knowledge and a passion for veterans and their active duty brothers and sisters is going to make a difference.
I'm so glad you brought up those veterans in Congress. And we've had some members of Congress on the show who have talked about those 87,000 IRS agents, King Herod's tax collectors. Maybe they should take those back and possibly give them to the VA instead. I mean, I think that this kind of reveals, again, a screwed up set of priorities that we've seen under a Democrat Congress. But with Republicans, do you expect to see them allocate more resources to the VA?
Well, first, please don't send IRS people to the VA. I think that's the last thing I think that they need
good
right
point.
Now. But not just VA spending and VA budgets have not decreased. They haven't decreased recently under this administration. They didn't increase under the last administration. They didn't increase or decrease under the last administration before that. There's been no decreases. In fact, if you go back just a few years, I mean, you can go to under $100 million or $100 billion budgets at VA, and now we're pushing $300.
Right.
Wow.
Those are huge numbers. And with huge numbers, as we know from other organizations, that creates a lot of fraud, waste, and abuse that needs to be addressed. But really, like we've talked about before, keep the veteran at the center of these things on the decision making, and you'll find the right way to get in there. But that's what we're doing actually at the Veterans for America First Institute.
All right, folks, the Man Crates Veterans Day special is still going on. We're going to keep it going. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Frank Siller from the Tunnels to Towers Foundation is going to tell us all the amazing thing his incredible charity is doing to honor and help veterans this day, Memorial Day, every day, 365 days a year. You're going to want to check that out. Now, here's something to think about. If you've got a veteran in your life and you want to say thank you this Veterans Day, or you want to get them an early holiday gift, go to mancrates.com. They're our special sponsor for this incredible conversation today. And right now, if you go to Mancrates, you're going to get a novel gift in a really special packaging. That, in fact, the packaging is part of the experience. And if you go to mancrates.com right now, you're going to get 25% off, but only through Sunday night. It's a special for Just the News followers. Go to mancrates.com. Between now and Sunday, you're going to get 25% off holiday gifts, Veteran Day gift. Go get something for the veteran in your life and say thank you. A unique gift with the packaging and the incredible assemblage of items like one of my favorites, the jerky. The assorted jerky gift is really amazing, and it comes in an ammo can. That's pretty cool, isn't it? All right, go check that out. Think of that veteran. Go get him a gift today. We'll be right back with Frank Siller after these commercial messages. Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back, folks. It's the Man Crates Veterans Day special. A big thank you to our friends at mancrates.com for creating great gifts, for also sponsoring this incredible conversation about our nation's brave and loyal and special veterans in this country. We're going to have a quick conversation now with Frank Siller, somebody who knows something about the veterans community. He's been serving him for 20 years as the head of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Our next guest has done so much to honor the sacrifice of veterans, those who are wounded, those who have lost their lives, and those families that are impacted by those incredible moments. He is the founder of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, Frank Siller. Frank, good to have you on the show today. And I understand you've got some breaking news, more good news for those who have given sacrifices in this country.
Well, you know, John, Amanda, thanks for having me on for this all-important day that we have to observe and remember all our veterans that serve for our country. Listening to General Flynn was a treat, to say the least. He's such an American hero. It's incredible what he did. But, you know, he talked about taking care of our men and women who serve our country. And that's exactly what the Tunnel to Towers Foundation does. And today we have paid off 21 mortgages for our Gold Star widows that died, the loved ones died in the line of duty and left young families behind. So 21 mortgage-free wow. homes, 17 mortgage payoffs, 4 new houses that we had either bought or built for these great, great heroes. And yesterday, we also built a smart home for James Howard, who he's an incredible veteran who gave his body for our country. We gave him a mortgage-free smart home right outside of Richmond, Virginia. So we're proud of the work that we're doing.
Frank, you do such amazing work. And obviously, you know, the housing needs for these veterans and their families is a huge need. But it seems to me that when you feel that need, it's something that's not tangible that is actually met. It's an emotional need that is met for them. It's a confidence in the fact that they will be taken care of. And that's the type of thing that money really can't buy. And I think it's amazing what you do.
Exactly. It goes far beyond the financial support that we give them, which is a mortgage-free home. Now, it gives them great security, but they're realizing that people care. And how do we do this? Sean, you know this. We do $11 a month. People go to t2t.org and donate $11 a month. I know you do. Yep. More than that. and we do that because so many Americans care about our military, those who serve, those who protect us, those who go out and are willing to die for you and I, and all too often do. And when they do, Tunnel to Towers Foundation is going to be the foundation that's going to be for them, there for them, not only to pay off the mortgage, but to be there for the emotional support they're going to need. And they know they're not left alone. Listen, also, General Flynn spoke about how many homeless veterans there are in America. And I want you to know, we started an initiative this year to eradicate homelessness amongst our veterans. And I can tell you, we're being very successful. I'm working on some very big plans. You'll see some in the beginning of 2023, properties that we're building, hotels that we're renovating, land that we're putting comfort homes on. But we already have 1,000 homeless veterans off the street and getting the proper care that they need, you know, the emotional support like we talked about before. But, you know, you just can't put a roof over their head. You have to do more than that. You have to make sure that they stay off the street and let them know that people love them and there's hope for them and they're not alone.
It is amazing. When I hear that 1,000 in the first year, that's just unbelievable, Frank. What you guys do every day is so impactful. And I encourage everybody, go out and match and donate to this incredible organization. I've seen it help so many lives. Frank, I grew up in a family. My dad served and he went into law enforcement. You have a special place for first responders in law enforcement. So many veterans take that path. They start in the military, then they go out, put their line on the line a second time in the military.
And vice versa.
Yeah. That's right.
Vice versa. Yeah. So many serve our country and then go and become law enforcement, you know, throughout the United States. So it's incredible how I call them superheroes. They're willing to risk their life for their country and for their community. But, you know, it's just so many of them give their lives and their families are crushed. And we want to be there to help pick up the pieces. And albeit we can never bring them back, but we can make sure that they're honored. Their sacrifice is remembered and that they'll never forget. Look, we are this coming Memorial Day, we're going to read all 7,072 names of those who died since September 11, 2001, where I lost my brother, a New York City firefighter who ran through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel with his fire gear on his back, you know, to the towers where he gave up his life. So 7,072 of them. We're going to read those names. We're going to read every one of those names so they're not forgotten right at the Lincoln Memorial this coming Memorial Day.
Oh, amazing.
Man. That's going to be incredible.
Takes 10 hours. We did it last year on Veterans Day, but we're going to do it on Memorial Day because we feel like that's the day it's more fitting.
Wonderful.
How awesome.
Wonderful. Frank, under this economy, all Americans are struggling, but I know that extends especially to military families who have, you know, more complications on top of just the economy. How is that affecting your organization and the veterans that you service?
Well, we're fortunate that people know that 95.1% of every dollar we raise goes to our programs. So people know that when they donate $11 a month, and some do a lot more, and you know, some people are in a financial situation where they could do a large lump sum. That's great, but you know, $11 a month is what makes a difference. But people know that all their money goes to good use. They could see it. You know, what's better than a mortgage? We all know what a burden of a mortgage is. So it's a tangible thing that people see we're doing is taking the largest burden off any families back by paying off their mortgage. So people are very confident and very happy when they donate $11 because they know it's going for the right reason. So we haven't been affected by this tremendous turndown in our economy with this high inflation. People find it in their hearts to make sure that we take care of our first responders and most certainly our military.
Yeah, it's so remarkable. Frank, there's so many needs out there. Every year you're expanding the target range of what you can attack. What are some of the plans for 2023 that we don't know about yet?
Well, first of all, we're going to get thousands and thousands more of our homeless veterans off the streets and into this these communities and these comfort homes that we're building. I have a tremendous team. Brad Blakeman, I know you know Brad. Yeah. Blakeman. Brad's on our team, and we have just incredible people. You know, we have tens and tens of thousands of volunteers that help us all over America. Yeah. So we have over 100 golf outings this year being done for us, 100 Tunnel to Towers runs and climbs all over the United States, all to remember all those great Americans who, once again, who died for us or gave their bodies for us. But we're so proud that, you know, the last couple of years, over 200 mortgage-free homes for first responders and Gold Star families, widows with young kids left behind, and, of course, for our catastrophically injured service members. We just put 103, to be exact, new great catastrophically injured service members on our list to buy land and to build them homes. So our work is never done. So your viewers should know our work is never done. T2T.org, $11 a month. We could all come together as Americans to take care of them.
All right, folks, the Man Crates Veterans Day special is going to continue. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, former Congressman Doug Collins. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Man Crates Veterans Day special. That's right, mancrates.com made this special conversation possible today so we can honor our veterans. If you want to do something special, go to mancrates.com, thank them for sponsoring this show, and go get a gift for the veteran in your life. Maybe it's a mom, a dad. I did it for my father, but a mom, a dad, a brother, a sister, a friend, a neighbor. Give them a special and totally unique gift from our good friends at mancrates.com. Go to mancrates.com between today and Sunday night, and you're going to get an extra 25% off. That's a very special deal. Go reward the veteran in your life with a unique gift in a unique package from our good friends and our sponsor today, mancrates.com. All right, we're going to have a conversation now with former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins. By the way, a veteran himself in the Air Force Reserves. Listen up.
Joining us now is one of our favorite guests, a man who walked the halls of Congress up until a few years ago, and he also still sacrifices his time and serves our country in the Air Force, and we are grateful that he could join us today. Congressman Doug Collins of the great state of Georgia, great to see you.
Hey, John, man, I couldn't think of any two I'd rather meet with.
Well, we love having you on, and especially on this Veterans Day. I wanted to ask you, through the lens of this administration, the state of the military as far as morale, what does Veterans Day mean to you?
Look, I take it every day. I mean, I think no matter when you agree to serve, you sign on the line, you raise your hand, you swear to the oath, no matter who the commander-in-chief is, your obligation is to the ones beside you. And for me, you know, I've served under George W. Bush, I've served under President Obama, I've served under President Trump, and now under Joe Biden. I actually served as well under Bill Clinton as well. So I have a little bit of all here. But at the end of the day, it's about service. It's not about the commander-in-chief. That's who you report to. That's the ultimate authority. But what I'm concerned about is that when we tear at the morale of those of us who serve, it's about the person next to you, the man or woman next to you. It doesn't matter where they come from, their backgrounds, or anything else. It's about that. And if we ever start, unfortunately, some of what we've seen is dividing us by race, color, you know, gender, in a way that is divisive. That is concerning. But for the most part, the military, this is the strongest, best military in the world. We will be fine. And I encourage people to not be discouraged from coming into the military. Come back, come in, make your difference, make a difference for this country.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know people are worried about the recruitment numbers, but I think it probably will be cyclical. There's with a potential change of guard in Congress, there's lots of things that can be done next year to start to push the Pentagon back on course. What is your wish list? When you look out there with a Republican, most likely a Republican House, maybe a Senate too, what's your wish list for what Congress can do to get some things fixed in the next year?
Well, I think it's just got to come down to the realization in the House that it's 218 votes, period. This is math, folks, and I'm not real good at math. I have a theology degree and a law degree. I didn't do math, okay, but I can figure that out. And it's 218, you know, 218 means, so if even if the Republicans say have 224, 228, whatever the number is, 218 of them need to agree on something, and I think that's where I really want to see it. It matters for our military. If we're talking about veterans, look, this idea that we can hold up and not fund, and look, there's a lot of discussion about shutting down. I get all those arguments, but at the end of the day, frankly, it hurts the military, especially CRs, like we're under right now. I had to change orders and go differently because I have to go in about 2 weeks, and I have to do a week because I'm filling in for somebody. But the way the CR is written, I can't do it on some what we call other orders. So the MPA orders, I'm having to do it out of my own batch of time. So this is the kind of thing that I think sometimes members don't realize what they do when they affect me.
Congressman, I want to shift gears a little bit to what we saw this week in Georgia as far as midterms. John and I have talked a lot about some interesting numbers as far as ticket splitting. And in Georgia, of course, Brian Kemp won handily. A lot of Republicans statewide won very, very easily. But we're going to another runoff in the Senate. What are your thoughts?
If you look at the numbers, and we had talked about this before, Walker had trouble with some Republican voters. It was showing up in the polls. Warnock had trouble with Democrat voters. That was showing up in the polls as well. The interesting thing is, and this is a good thing for all of these people. And I mean, there was even journalist in Georgia wrote the book Flipped about how Georgia, quote, had become a purple state. Georgia really had become a purple state. If you don't believe me, look at these numbers. Democrats topped out at about 1.9 million, maybe a little bit more. That's where the Democrats topped out. Republicans were 2.1, and between 2 and 2.1. So as you look at that, I think what we got to come back into account here is now it's a matter of the Senate. It's a matter of possibly the control of the Senate. And Republicans, for whatever reason, they chose not to get behind Walker, or I encourage them to come back out, because this is bigger, in many ways than what we've seen. But it's going to take Walker campaign actually getting out and relating to those voters that may have had some hesitation about voting for him. They're going to have to actually reach out to those voters as well.
Yeah. I remember a couple of years ago when the first runoff occurred, you pointed out something that Senator Warnock said, that you can't serve God and the military at the same time. I know you strongly object to that, but maybe we should remind voters a little bit about that and your famous response to him.
Yeah. Look, I don't believe you can serve the military without God. That's in my personal opinion, this is what really bothers me about many times liberals, and you've heard this from Bill Clinton on down. Well, I have my faith on Sunday and I have my work on Monday. No. I've always said my faith is like my glasses here. My glasses are how I see the world. When I take on my faith, I take on my faith of Christ who died for me, rose from my sins, rose on the third day. That's how I get forgiveness. That's what I believe. And how do I put that on and off? And then so for Warnock, who is a minister, to say that you can't serve both, well, then how does he serve Senate and church? How does he, the hypocrisy runs a little thick there, Senator. You may need to back that one up, and especially for those of us who serve in the military as a chaplain, which I do, I think I'm okay with where I'm at.
Yeah, Congressman, I wanted to ask you, Americans looked on as the men and women of our armed forces were treated in a pretty disgusting manner by the military when they opted out of getting the COVID vaccine, whether that was for religious reasons or medical reasons. I don't think it really matters. But what do you think is going to happen as far as restoring all of those members to the military and some type of recompense for what happened?
It's going to be difficult. And look, that was a very difficult time. I had to deal with it. It's going to be very difficult. I mean, it's like going back and, you know, and proverbially putting the toothpaste back in the tube. But I'll describe it another way. It's also like going to all these kids who were kept out of schools in many of these states. And now we see the plunging test scores of what the pandemic did. And we realize that keeping kids out of school is not the actual way to do it. But where do those kids go back to get those years in life? Where do they go back to, you know, say, hey, where can I go get a refund here? And the military is sort of the same way. I mean, it's going to be difficult. I hope we figure out a way to handle it because it has become a divisive issue, unfortunately, in the military for those who chose to take it, those who chose not to take it. I mean, there should have been that choice all along, but when the Defense Department stepped in and said, no, it's going to be mandatory, and then they were actually removing people and still, to this day, are still under some restrictions, although some have removed those restrictions, it just puts two groups of people. You have, you know, and again, we don't need our military who is our job in the totality of the military is to fight and win our country's wars, mm-hmm. period, end of statement, don't play anything else. That's our job. Our job is not anything else. It is to fight and win our nation's wars. And when you're having your own members being put against each other, that's a problem.
All right, folks, don't go anywhere. First, thank you for joining us on this very important Man Crate special, a special honoring all of our 20 million amazing veterans, the men and women of our armed services. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Man Crates Veterans Day special. So glad you can join us. A big thank you to all of our guests, General Mike Flynn, VA Secretary Peter O'Rourke, Frank Siller from the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, and of course, Doug Collins, former congressman and current active duty Air Force reservist. What a great lineup. What a great conversation about the state of our country and its service to our veterans who served us so well for so long, 20 million men and women of the armed services over the last decades. We thank you. We honor you for your service. And we say, we'd like to give you a gift. Mancrates.com. Go do what I did for my dad this week. Go get a mancrates.com gift and send it to the veteran in your life, like my father, like I did. They have incredible gifts, including one of my favorite, their assorted jerky package, which, by the way, comes in, I'm not making this up, it comes in a really cool, totally rad looking ammunition can. Looks so cool. When you're done eating the jerky, you just put the can on your desk. It looks awesome. It's or on your shelf or on your fireplace mantle. What a great idea. You can do that or find hundreds of other unique gifts for the men in your life. All you got to do is go to mancrates.com between now and Sunday and you're going to get 25% off. Man Crates, thank you for making this special possible. Thank you for honoring our veterans alongside of us here at Just the News and John Solomon Reports. To all the veterans in this great country, we honor you, we salute you, we thank you, and we remember this day and every day we remain free because of your extraordinary service and sacrifice. God bless you, veterans. We love you. Thank you for keeping this great country free and beautiful as it always has been. You've been listening to the special Veterans Day Report brought to you by mancrates.com from justthenews.com. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll be back over the weekend and Monday with more shows. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the wellness company comes in. You know the wellness company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The wellness company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. And most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the wellness company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%.